In the golden-hued serenity of a tranquil autumn afternoon, a man named John found himself standing before an imposing, centuries-old oak tree. Strapped around his waist was a harness, his palms enclosed around a firm grip. Today, he was to face his fear of heights head-on. He was to bite the bullet. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. The phrase bite the bullet traces back to the days of battlefield surgery when soldiers would bite on a bullet to bear the pain of surgery without anesthesia. In contemporary language, it has evolved to signify the courage to face a difficult or unpleasant situation head-on, enduring the hardship it might entail. As John faced the looming tree, the phrase took on a vivid, visceral meaning. His heart pounded in his chest as he swallowed his fear, climbing higher, one branch at a time. His climb was a physical manifestation of biting the bullet, confronting his fears rather than letting them dictate his life. In another part of the world, Sarah, a single mother of two, decided to bite the bullet in a different way. She had always dreamed of getting a college degree, but was always preoccupied with providing for her family. But one day, she made up her mind, enrolled herself in night classes, juggling her job, studies, and childcare. She faced her challenge head-on, bearing the sleepless nights and relentless exhaustion, embodying the spirit of biting the bullet. Let's turn the page to another story, that of George, a seasoned software engineer. George had a comfortable job with a good salary, but he yearned to start his own business. Finally, he decided to bite the bullet, quit his job, and embarked on the challenging yet fulfilling journey of entrepreneurship. Whether it's John confronting his fear of heights, Sarah juggling her responsibilities to achieve her dream, or George venturing into the uncertain world of entrepreneurship, they all share a common thread. They all chose to bite the bullet. They decided to confront their difficulties, endure the hardship, and come out stronger on the other side. Biting the bullet does more than helping us overcome challenges. It molds us, fortifies our resilience, and shapes our character. It teaches us that the path to growth often lies through discomfort and adversity. Furthermore, biting the bullet enhances our empathetic understanding, enabling us to appreciate the struggles of others. It nudges us to support and encourage each other in our respective journeys, fostering a community of strength and unity. In each narrative, John's, Sarah's, George's, we see biting the bullet in action. We witness its transformative power, illuminating how it influences personal growth and community bonding. We observe that biting the bullet isn't merely about enduring hardship. It's about embracing challenges, growing through them, and emerging more resilient. So the next time you face a challenging situation, remember, you have the strength to bite the bullet. Embrace the struggle, for it is through weathering storms that we truly learn to sail. After all, as the oak tree standing tall against the wind testifies, the fiercest storms often lead to the most beautiful blooms.